Good morning, everybody. This is Chandra Dasa from thebuddhacentre.com, and today I'm not in America, I'm in Glasgow on my way to the European Chairs Assembly, which is meeting for the next couple of weeks down in Suffolk in England. Right now I'm passing through my hometown of Glasgow, and I wanted to do a little boo about one of the loveliest places that I know, which is the Kelvin Walkway in Glasgow. There's been a Buddhist presence in the west end of Glasgow from our community, the Triratna Buddhist community, for well over 30 years, I think now, since the 70s. And this is where a lot of us cut our teeth, going to classes and study groups up in one of the men's communities near where we are right now. You can hear in the background the rushing river, and it's an absolute feast of verdant undergrowth and beautiful canopies of trees and bushes. It's a Sunday morning, it's early, and you'll see from the picture on this boo that there's actually a stupa carved into the old wall that runs along the length of the walkway, which goes for miles through the west end of Glasgow up into the northwest. And that stupa was carved by a member of our community, an Ordo member, in the 1980s, I think. I'm sure somebody might correct me if that's not quite right. I think it was Dharmavira. Anyway, if anybody knows, they can write in and let us know. Anyway, beautiful walk in a beautiful part of the world. It's kind of a subterranean path, and it runs underneath the main part of the west end of Glasgow, which in some ways you could say is a bit like the Buddhist presence in Glasgow. It runs underneath the usual current of Catholic and Protestant and quite polarised communities, something altogether more peaceful and a little hidden away from ordinary view, but more and more emerging into the daylight. So here we are. I'll just leave you with the sounds of the rushing water as it passes over the weir. Hope you're well and happy wherever you are.